Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday night. You know what that means, don't you?
I'm going to touch myself inappropriately.
Nice.
Fuck, that's every night of the week, dude.
Sweet ass.
Ugh. All right, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net's the official site. We got a studio full of fun tonight.
And that's just my pants.
I'll show. Okay, Ginger, poor Ginger, cannot seem to go to the website of spankwagon.net. And click on the cam and chat link.
Hey, I have icons on my desktop from somebody to go in there this way, and I don't know how to...
Here's the problem. He assumes that everybody is as lead as he wishes he could be.
Fear me, for I kick ass.
Yeah.
All right, so here's how we play. This is Internet Radio for the next 2 hours. We're going to be doing all kinds of shit. We got a lot of interviews tonight. We're still working on finding the replacement, Ginger.
Still working. We just started. Tonight's our first night. And we haven't even, have we even talked about it? Oh, did you guys talk about
it
last week?
We talked about it.
Oh, really? Maybe I should listen. Were you guys like slandering
it's amazing.
My name?
Am I the only one who actually listens to the show after the show?
No, I usually do. I've been working 17-hour days. I'm sorry. I've been sleeping when I was off work.
Blah, blah.
Wow. Someone's pissy.
I'm not pissy.
Hi, my name's Ginger, and I'm going to bitch about everything.
All right.
Because I'm feisty.
Here's how this works. You're listening live. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. That'll allow you to see what's going on here in the studio and allow you to, well, chat with us live. If you're listening to our... There you go. If you're listening to our podcast, go to forum.spankwagon.net or just go to spankwagon.net. Click on the forum link and you can converse there. Of course, if you're coming to us from one of our syndicates, hey, we love all of our syndicates, but don't forget about the homepage. All right, I'm your host, Trencher.
Don Murphy.
I'm Ginger.
And Decaf is out wandering around somewhere.
I know. Dude,
going
to
talk to the ladies.
He likes the ladies.
Lovely ladies.
Right about now is where I wish we could play some Marvin Gaye, but you know, thanks to the RIAA, we can't.
Fucking well, we have. Well, you know what? Well, why don't we start off with
There's
that?
There's light at the end of the tunnel on that one.
There is some light at the end of the tunnel. Earlier this week, the Senate has decided they wanted to start take action on this. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the Copyright Royalty Board, a part of the Library of Congress, has passed along a new rate structure, if you will, for copyright for internet radio. So if you actually play legitimate music, I shouldn't say legitimate, but if you play music that's licensed, signed, and all that good shit, you got to pay money for it. That's fair. It's understandable. The unfair part was the amount of money you have to pay for it, which is ridiculous. So what has happened here is the Copyright Royalty Board has decided to try to charge, wow, I would say about 120% more than they charge anyone else, which means like a typical 1 hour worth of Spankwagon radio could cost up to $200.
Yeah, and the real weird part about that is it's not only per song per person, but they also want 12.5% of our total revenue every year.
Man, we make a lot of fucking money here too, man.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing.
I would be happy to mail them a check of nothing. I mean, I'd be like, you owe me money because I just bought all this or I just paid for this.
Can I get a refund, please? But that last song really sucked.
So what we have going on here is, Senators Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, and this one caught me off guard. I know it caught
no
Murphy
kidding.
Off guard. Senator Sam Brownback, Republican.
Brownback?
Yeah. Brownback, has to be one of the most conservative individuals I've ever seen on the Senate floor. He is...
How conservative is he,
dude,
man?
He is such a tight ass. You have no... The guy, honestly...
When he farts, it whistles Dixie.
He makes Mitt Romney look like Senator Reid. Okay,
damn.
Seriously, that's how tight ass this guy is. The name of the new bill is the Internet Radio Equality Act.
Of 2007. Yeah. Basically, what they're going to do is start trying to just put a 7.5% limit on money earned by like the radio station or by the show or what you will. This matches exactly what they're paying for satellite radio. So,
yep.
You know, basically it brings us right back in line with what satellite radio pays.
Mm-hmm.
What's nice is, and you really have to think this one through, satellite radio has to pay has to get subscribers, and they have to pay contracts, stuff like that. Most internet radio stations don't.
No, we
pretty much are doing this for free. We're poor.
For the 7 people that are listening at home.
Exactly.
There's 7?
7 of you at home.
I did do a MySpace. I did a MySpace bulletin.
Did you now?
We might have 10.
Woohoo!
Nice. To all 10 of you out there, welcome!
So this is a really nice thing to see. And you know what? This may actually open it up so I could start playing music again.
Yay.
There's also something very cool about this bill. They made a big point to make sure that there should... they want to make sure that there is not...
Sorry.
Boy, I will fuck you up.
That's what you sound like last night, dude.
That just sounded like you're sucking dick.
Thanks for playing along, Ginger. Here's a copy of our home game. I'm not getting the joke. Anyway, they wanted to make sure that there should not be a minimum.
I wasn't listening.
Want to make sure that there's not a minimum $500 per channel fee as well.
That's nice.
Yeah, so they want to make sure that gets tacked in there.
So, and everybody, anybody's listening, everybody, and we're not just talking people listening to Spankwagon Radio. Anybody who listens from your work, anybody who listens to any internet radio at all for any reason. Start contacting your senators, telling them to, you know, support this.
Yeah, no shit. Things like Pandora, NPR, AOL's online sessions.
Last FM.
Yeah,
NPR.
Soma.
Did you say NPR?
Yeah,
Soma.
NPR.
Soma. Soma FM. Oh, I love them.
Soma's going to have to shell out over $200,000 a year.
And you know how much money they make?
Like,
they only make maybe about $15,000 a month on donations and T-shirt sales.
Yeah.
That's it. And they play some of the best, you name it, indie, industrial, techno, just anything you can imagine they play. So, yeah, it's going to be a good thing for those big conglomo internet radio sites, but also for, like, our syndicates, KC
Conglomo.
Host.
Conglomo.
Yep.
Conglomo. Conglomocom.
That's a nice word, man.
Thank you. KC Host, you know, he had to actually, in order to have Spankwagon still on the KC Host Radio Network, I had to take out all of our commercial music.
Damn.
You know, I love Duke. I love all the listeners he brings. 3. no, I kid. 4. And a half. You know, and I want to stay on that network.
Is
so
the half Mrs. Juke?
I don't want to know. Never mind. I think it's her pets.
again, is the half Mrs.
Juke? Oh, that ain't right. Oh. You know, if we lose a good syndicate, I'm slapping you.
Look, if Juke has something to say, he
brick.
Can feel free.
Can he have a dress on, too?
Why would why do you want him to be in a dress?
I don't know. It just sounded
She just
funny.
Wants to see my balls. I think that's
no,
what it is.
No, I don't, really. I've heard enough stories about how many places your balls have been. And I did see Grindhouse. So, no thanks.
Don't forget the fact that I do have abnormally large testicles.
Thanks abnormally for that.
Speaking of my abnormally large testicles.
That's a cancerous cyst. Anyhow.
Trench, why don't you tell them?
Could you?
You
bottle,
lost it.
Could you bottle them up and sell them for food to a delicacy?
Wait. What? You want to eat his balls?
No, I'm not saying I want to eat his balls. Other people eat balls. Could he bottle them up and sell them as a delicacy?
I don't think I could do that, but I could go to Dairy Queen and let people lick them.
That's
Trench, why don't you tell everyone the fun story of my balls the other night?
I don't want to talk about your nuts.
You talked about your balls for like 40 fucking minutes.
No. This was good. This was good. I don't even remember what brought it about.
I made an off-color comment to you, and you decide you want to play gay chicken.
That's right.
Yeah, what is this gay chicken?
What the fuck is gay chicken?
You were talking about it earlier.
It's the most disgusting thing ever.
What is it? What is it?
It's who can out... What two dudes, who can out-gay the other one to where they kind of break down and give up? I like, yeah.
Meaning, okay, grossed I want
out,
more of a...
Grossed discussion. Out.
Okay.
How gross out gay can you
okay,
be?
Okay, gay chicken would be like, okay, I'm sitting there with Mark, and I'd put my arm on his shoulder, and I'd just start to massage him. All right, can he take it? And then, of course, his next thing would be to put his arm around me and bring me close. The guy who goes, okay, that's it, I can't take it, he loses.
Right.
So how far did this gay chicken get that you won?
Way too far.
Where'd it go?
He won.
So I totally ripped the shit out of my shoulder helping Trench unpack his pod at his house. And so we go back.
What did you pack?
No,
I moved into my house.
Oh. His giant cargo container. So we go back to my place and...
I'll live in there soon.
Yeah, his computer's at my house still. So I go and I had to take a bath. I had to do something to relax my shoulder. I get out and I'm like, all right, time to go to
you
bed.
You took a bath?
Dude, I had to
fucking take a bath.
To fucking
there
relax.
Some sea salt.
To relax my shoulder, to relax the muscles.
He
in my
lights
shoulder.
A couple candles.
Only two people take baths. Chicks and rich people. Are you fucking need her.
You have the sound machine
no
on.
Bath. That's a fucking bath. Listen to the listen to the Chicagoan shit.
Oh, please. This coming from the guy with the TV show theme song CD in his car that never comes out of the deck.
You have a TV show theme song?
He pulls up. The windows are sealed. People think he's listening to like Ice Cube or some gangster shit, and he's actually listening to The Price is Right.
Days of Our Lives.
Exactly. Green Acres is the place.
The Brady Bunch.
Only if it's the tiki music.
All right, so.
All right, man, go on.
So I come out of the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, it's time to win this once and for all. I make sure that the kids are put to bed. So I go, and I go into the special drawer, and I get out
the special drawer.
I get out my banana hammock. And it's not just a regular banana hammock. It's the gray one with the leopard print that's the thong.
God.
So it took me a couple of minutes to get the boys up inside of the banana hammock so I didn't have anything hanging out of the side. Again, my testicles are huge.
Anyways.
I go into the computer room.
Thank you. Thank you. Because that shit, I'll be like, yeah, okay, anyway.
I go into
because we can't say shit, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I go into the computer room and I go, hey, Mark. And he doesn't turn around. I'm like, hey, I got to show you something. And he turns around and he's like, oh, no.
No, no, no. What it was, I'm looking at the computer, I'm working on the website, I'm doing some stuff. And
oh, please, you were watching YouTube. Shut up.
Yeah, I was. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, he's going to want me to turn around. I know where this is going. So I'm refusing to turn around for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 30 seconds.
5 minutes.
30 seconds.
I watched the whole video. 5 minutes.
Anyway, he finally turns around and gets a full-on look at the boys.
Oh.
He's like, all right, dude, you win. I'm like, no, no. Not yet, I don't. I turn around and walk out of the room. Of course, it's the thong. Had to give a good slap on the ass. I'm walking down the hallway. Say it, Mark. Say it.
You win.
There you go.
I don't... But that was just... Okay.
It was wrong.
It's your game. I don't want to argue.
It's
gay chicken.
So wrong.
It's like that scene in Waiting where they pull their balls out and you have to catch them when they're not... When
the
they don't
goat.
Know what's going to happen. What are they? Is that what they call it?
Well, it's just the ball sack game. But yeah, there's the goat. There's the Batman. There's... yeah.
Dude, at the Cadillac Tramp show a while ago, didn't I tell you about the tequila belt buckle? No, I'm sorry. The Tijuana belt buckle. When he brought his balls out on top of his belt on stage. That man gets naked on his shows. It's kind of funny.
It's like Extreme Elvis.
Well, he's like... He's got to be late 40s. He's got to be mid to late 40s.
Were you impressed?
No, I wasn't. It was scary. He kept running around. Oh, no. I don't want to see
some man's
ball.
Did you regurgitate your hot dog?
What?
Did you regurgitate your hot dog?
I didn't have
a hot dog. Did you regurgitate his hot dog?
No.
Nice.
I was sober that night, too, so it was even more painful. Yeah, can you believe it?
No.
I left my fucking credit card at home, and I was, like, waiting for my friends to buy me beer.
No money.
Wait. You're out somewhere in public, didn't have a credit card, and you had to pay for your own drinks?
Yeah.
You have breasts. What do you think they're for?
I don't do that.
You need to use them to trick guys like me into buying new drinks. We're not actually...
I just use you guys for that when we're all out. No,
We're not.
No, that was for Decaf for getting me drunk at my party.
Oh, no. I did not get you
and
drunk.
Chandra.
You got her fucking plastered.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
I was Chandra retarded.
Chandra would take credit for. Because I did buy her like 8 fucking beers, but...
Chandra. Dude,
two.
You
two,
you,
two
you two got me more than 2 fucking drinks.
Two.
You two got me about 6 or 7 Greyhounds.
Oh, yeah.
Not including beer or shots that
Greyhounds?
People brought me. It's vodka and grapefruit juice.
Okay.
Ugh.
And roofies.
I didn't have
Oh, wait. Those are just from me.
Greyhounds with passengers. Got it. All right, folks. We need to go to our first break. Yes, we are going early because we got a lot of stuff to do today. So you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwanger Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment. And remember, tune on the cam, turn in the chat, turn on the chat.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. All right.
By the way, Bianca says that she loves Jesse's boobs. I promised her I'd throw something out there for her.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
in your back.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to... anyone?
Spankwagon Radio.
And we have a guest in the studio here. Decaf.
I know.
Who's your guest?
This is my first interview, so let's hope I don't...
Oh, you're nervous. Are you wetting yourself?
Fuck it up.
You're wetting yourself,
yes,
aren't
I
you?
Yes, I just pissed Thought myself
so.
Twice.
Thought so.
Francisco Santana. I don't want to fuck it up. Is it Santana? Santana? Just Santana?
Yeah.
Oh, is his mic on? Yeah, you got to get right on it like it's a large black cock.
Yeah, you do. You have to get really, really close like that.
It's
yeah,
the only one in this room, too, so.
Yeah, we got you.
Ouch.
You didn't say that shit last night, motherfucker.
No, last night it was.
That's right. I did tell the story. He is a welterweight boxer. He is 6-0. You just turned pro.
2005.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's 6-0. 3 by knockout.
Yeah. Yes.
And as I see, it's from the first. You knocked out 3 of your opponents in the first 2 rounds?
First 2 rounds, my first 3 opponents. My last 3 opponents have been a little tougher guys. So it's gone the all four round distance.
Is there only 4 round fights?
24 rounds. So, my next fight, hopefully, I'm hoping I'll be fighting again on May 24th. Not sure yet. We're still debating on that with my promoters. But if everything falls through, I'll probably fight there for a 6 round fight.
Who's your promoter?
Goose and Tudor Promotions.
Goose and Tudor?
Goose and Tudor, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you've been with them the whole time you've been fighting, or just
yes.
when you went go
yeah.
went pro?
I just signed with them in January.
Okay.
I just signed with them, yeah. But before that, I mean, I've always worked under their promotion company, so they're the ones who've been promoting me and stuff. But yeah, I just signed with them in January.
Cool. All right.
So what first got you involved into boxing? What made you want to do it? How old were you?
I was 6 years old when I first fell in love with the sport. I saw my old amateur coach fighting. I saw him fighting a little amateur fight and stuff. And ever since then, I always wanted to do it. I always wanted to try it out. It attracted me from the first time I did. I saw him do it. Then I realized when I went to the gym that I was too small, that they wouldn't let me in. So I cried. I cried for the days. But I started when I was 9. And when I was 9, I started.
Nine.
I started going. I'll be 21 next week, Friday.
Holy
Friday,
cow.
So
I
yeah,
know.
So I've been
we
doing
get
it
old,
while,
man. Huh? We get old as shit, boy.
All right. So in your career so far, what's the best fights? What's some of your best fights you've been in?
As so far, actually, I mean, I've had a lot of the many tough wars when I was in the amateurs and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I fight with the former Olympian Vanes Martiriosan, 2004 Olympian.
Okay.
Real good guy. That's probably one of my hardest fights I've ever fought in. I mean, as far as the professional rankings, I fought in so my last three opponents were pretty tough guys. You know, my last fight was a Filipino guy from Henderson. He's from Henderson, California, another local fighter. He was a real tough guy. You know, I dropped him the first round, but I was trying to execute and finish him off. But for some reason, he was hanging on there. So I just overwhelmed him with my punches and combinations and took it to distance.
There you go. All right. Awesome.
What kind of boxing style are you? Are you more a power puncher, or are you running around the ring like Mayweather did the whole fight?
No. I don't think I come near that. I mean, you know, every fighter has a unique style. And I have my own style. When I first started, I'm being trained with it by a former super bantamweight, Wayne McCulloch, little pocket rocket guy, little island guy.
Yeah,
real good. Rocket. He's a real that's what they call him in the ring. But he's a real good guy. When I first moved down here with him to train with him, I was just a one-dimensional fighter coming forward, you know, big power shots, trying to knock people out with one punch. But he kind of – I had no defense at all. But now he has taught me all the defense techniques, and he also taught me how to fight different styles, not just, you know, always coming forward and be the brawler kind. You know, he's taught me how to – working right now on how to stay more relaxed and how to box a little more, you know, counterpunch, you know, when I have to for the – how to finish a fighter off. So we're still working on it. I'm still learning, you know. Yeah.
How was it after your first match when you first changed your style? How difficult was it to when you start doing defense?
The transition. I mean, Wayne's a good coach. You know, he's a real good coach. You know, he devotes a lot of time, and I've never seen that in any other coach. He devotes a lot of time. I think all of his time that he's put on me and all the dedication he's dedicated on me has it made my transition much easier to, you know, for the styles and stuff to adapt to them. So I still have to learn, you know, little things, but slowly and slowly we're picking things up. You know, as each fight, you know, I'm only getting better each fight. So
actually, with all the news been in boxing lately, you know, with all the Mayweather De La Hoya fight, I actually wanted to know what you thought about. I'm gonna murder this last name, but Corrales. What you thought about his death?
Deo Corrales, yes. Man, I mean, it sucks, you know. I mean, rest in peace, his soul. You know, he's a good fighter. He's a good guy, good person. I met him a few times, and a real good guy. He was also being promoted by my same promoters, Goose and Tudor Promotions. He was being promoted by them as well.
You knew him?
Yeah, I've met him a few times and stuff. You know, went out to Van Nuys in San Fernando, where he used to be trained by Joe Goosen. I went out there and, you know, a few times saw him there. You know, it's a bummer that, you know, what happened to him. I mean, I feel real. I'm sorry for the family. You know, he had four wonderful kids and a wife, and he had another baby in the way. So,
on the way. Wow.
Are they going to do anything? Are they putting any sort of?
Last time I heard, I think they were going to do some memorial thing for him, but I haven't heard anything of it.
Now, what exactly happened? Didn't he get in a
motorcycle accident?
Motorcycle up on, I believe it was up on a Fort Apache area, right where, like a few blocks away from where I trained. So it was right after the fight, so yeah.
All right, so why don't we switch gears a little bit here with your fights, sparring, things like that you've been doing for, decades almost, right?
Yeah.
Worst injury so far?
Worst injury.
Was that one thing you just said, fuck, that hurt?
I'm not sure if it's a rip muscle on my left shoulder.
Ooh.
or when my bone got dislocated on my elbow, my left elbow.
What? You got hit, you got punched.
How do you dislocate an elbow?
I got punched in it. It was weird. Like, it was kind of like a more of a twist, and I just heard a big snap.
Ooh.
As soon as I heard the snap, oh, man, like my... I mean, I it was most painful thing ever. But I just grabbed my hand and just popped it back in.
Oh,
popped it back in. I was literally just crying.
That's just that makes me hurt right
now. Now, have you ever hurt anybody or heard their bones pop?
I've got in the amateurs a lot. In the pros, I mean, I'm pretty sure I have.
Do people in the amateurs, like some like really bad, they just come out and want to charge at you?
Yeah,
and you
it's
kind of just knock
it's,
them
it's
out.
It's different. It's not really. You don't really. It's hard to knock someone out in the amateurs, you know, because you're wearing the headgear and a little bigger gloves, and it's more about, you know, just Peter padding and trying to score points, accumulate points, but.
So yeah, Mayweather style.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess he hasn't switched over to a new technique yet.
Mayweather, that was a good fight, actually.
Kind of. All right,
I'm sorry.
No problem. Sorry to interrupt. But, you know, talking about fights and stuff, especially now with boxing seeming to be on the decline, mixed martial arts and that kind of fighting on the upswing, where do you see boxing? Where do you see yourself in boxing in 5 years, 10 years?
Five or ten. I'm hopefully I could be a world champion by then. You know, I have a good managers, good coach, and good promoting company that are looking out for me for my best interest. So I know they're doing everything in their power to, you know, build me up. So with them people and me working hard, hopefully, you know, we'll be a world champion by then.
Awesome. But, and where do you see your sport then in 5 to 10 years?
5 or 10 years, it's probably, it's, man, I don't know.
You think that? How you feel about the other,
like mixed martial arts?
Mixed martial arts. It's. I mean, it's all right.
You think it takes less skill to do it?
A lot less skill than a fighter. You know, boxer is probably one of the toughest sports out there. You know, cause
even with Muay Thai.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, just the amount of work. You know, ultimate fighters. You know, they tend more of a grappling. You know, and stuff like that. But with people don't know, you're in there for 45 minutes in a fight, you know, and just getting hit for 45 minutes rather than, you know, mixed martial arts, and they're on the ground wrestling, they'll probably get a punch a few times, you know. But
you're leaving out the kicking and the punching and
But there's less energy use, you know.
Yeah.
I spar with a lot of mixed martial arts people, and they only go 2-3 rounds, they're done.
I'll say this, about 15 years ago, I tried boxing, and oh my God, I thought my arms were going to never move again. And they weren't even heavy gloves. I couldn't.
See, I've only done kickboxing, but I loved it.
I couldn't even drink my bottle of water when I was like, okay, this sucks. Someone help me. Help. I can't do it.
No, it's a lot of time and dedication and hard work, but, you know, it all pays off.
So you say you had to work a lot on your defense and stuff like that. What's your best offense?
My best offense?
What's one thing, you know, deep down is like, I hit that, you're done.
I got to say my left hook.
Oh, the left hook.
My left hook, yeah.
Deadly?
Even though I'm not a left-hander, I tend to have a lot
quiet,
more power.
It's a quiet left hook. It doesn't come out too.
It's surprising.
How many people are you surprised with this?
A few people.
All right.
Well, he is 6-0, so I would say quite a few people.
Yeah, with 3 knockouts. There's that one, ting, done.
Okay, me and Murphy here, we were arguing about Barry Bonds, right?
All
right. And I said I want to bring a real athlete, you know, not people who are just, you know, someone actually do athletic stuff.
A real athlete, not an armchair athlete like us. Got it.
Hey, you and I play catch in the backyard every once in a while.
That's pretty damn close.
And I was on Barry Bonds' defense, and of course he's against him because he hates his ass. Now, what's your opinion on steroid use, and how do you feel about? You think it's cheating?
Cheating.
You think people should be. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I 100%. You know, steroids. It's like, you know, the steroids. I mean, it's no. That's no bueno. Not at all.
No good.
Like,
no
bueno. Like what I said.
Fucking, no. I want that quoted right there on the website.
Yeah, no bueno. No.
So
not at all.
So you think anybody in the sport that has past records that have used steroids should be taken out of the record books?
Yeah, definitely. You know, because how do we know they're not gonna do it again? You know, so.
And how do we know they're not using something that's still undetectable, like clear and cream?
Clear.
Yeah. Well, human growth hormone.
He admitted to it. He admitted to using clear.
I never said that he did it, admit to it.
Oh my God.
I'm still stuck on the Muay Thai versus the boxing thing. I'm so stuck on that.
Would you ever consider doing mixed martial arts just to kind of see how you would stack up in that frame?
I've tried kickboxing. I've tried mixed martial arts. I've tried a little bit of grappling, and it doesn't compare to the boxing. I've tried it before, you know? Yeah.
Well, what you wonder, I mean, What's your question you want to ask?
Just because I know Master Toddy, who has the biggest Muay Thai studio in
Master
town,
Toddy.
And I have
my
friends.
Mark
yeah. does Master Toddy. So does a guy named Philip that support the Bettys and they're at a lot of our parties. But I just, being a kickboxer, because I did do it for about six uh-huh. months, granted, they wanted me to compete, but I don't like people swinging at my face, so I couldn't do it.
She doesn't yeah. want people to touch her hair.
No, it has... Okay, whatever. Anyways, I'm going to start quoting the Nacho Libre anyways. Anyway, okay. No, I just don't see how it's... How you say that one is more demanding than the other, because in Muay Thai, you're using more bodily functions than you are in boxing. Granted...
But like you're urinating on them?
I was thinking
you know
the same
what?
Thing. You just take a shit while
peanut
you're...
Peanut fucking gallery. No, I'm serious, because in Muay Thai, they have some really hard kicks and some high kicks and some yeah, really powerful yeah. punches and jabs, and just like boxing, it just adds to it.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, I don't know. I've tried all that stuff, and for me, it doesn't compare to the boxing. I mean, just for me, I tend to, you know, get a lot more tired and a lot more fatigue, and I feel the punches a lot more from a boxer than from a kick, you know? I mean, kicks are hard as well, yes, you know, no doubt about it. But, I mean, a boxer, you know, the whole time, you're just aiming for the head and for the body all the whole time, you know, for 12 rounds. You're just out there trying to, you know, take the other person's head off, you know.
So it's a little more calculating, you're saying.
Exactly. So,
because,
I mean,
you know
there's
you put
a lot,
your guard down 1 second.
Exactly, you know, it's, yeah. you know, a lot more quicker and stuff, you know. So of a Thai fighter and kickboxing and stuff, you know, you're throwing hits and, you know, you're looking for the kicks and stuff. And yeah, I understand, you know, you have to not just look for the you know, the punches, but also for the kicks. But I don't know. I've tried it and for some reason.
Not your cup of tea.
Everybody has their own specific style that they really makes them comfortable.
It hasn't attracted me.
Right.
It hasn't gotten to me yet, you know. But I mean, again, everybody has their own opinions, and everybody feels different, you know. From
right,
exactly.
Right.
All
right,
now one question I have, and this is maybe just to show the level of dedication here. Walk us through a daily workout.
Yeah.
Daily workout. would normally...
We got laughter coming from the back there.
Oh, I don't like that question.
Apparently they wake up at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh. She's ratting you out, man. She's ratting you out.
No, it depends. You know, when I was back at home, the workouts are a lot more intense. But ever since I came here, they're more intense here. But it's shorter hours.
What are they? What do you usually do? Can you just step us through like what it is?
I normally go on a run in the mornings, for about an hour or so, you know, just to get my road work and my cardio done, and then I go back, you know, I go to the gym anywhere from 12 to 3, 12 to 4, you know, just do some sparring, you know, every other day, do a lot of pad work, a lot, you know, my coach, that's what we mainly focus on, a lot of pad work. About 20 rounds or so, and then, you know, continue with the bags and the, you know, double inbacks, jump rope, and sit-ups and all that stuff. That's pretty much my normal routine, yeah. You know?
All right.
And just, you know, just not just that, but also mental focus and all around.
Okay. I have two questions. One, what do you – when you get close to the fight, you have to – it has been both cases where you have to – eat more to try to make a weight or lose weight, uh-huh. And what do you do when you have to do either one of those?
With my last fight, I mean, I had to drop to 147, which that was pretty hard for me. It was pretty harsh on my body this time, you know. But I feel like maybe I didn't do it the correct way.
I mean, like what do you, or you just know, not eat? You just drink water,
well,
or no water? Or
I just dried myself off about 2-3 days before, you know, no water, you know, just doing that nice, just hardly any food. You know, just to make the weight. You know, I barely came in weighing in at 147, just barely.
So what about the other way around?
Yeah, trying to gain the weight.
Oh, to gain weight. Have you ever had to gain weight or no?
No, not really.
That's easy. It's called Twinkies. And you've got a trunk load of them in your car, dude.
Double animal style.
No, this last fight, there was a two. It was all heavyweights from my last fight right here that we have fought at the Palms. All heavyweights, and I was the only smaller guys, you know. And they went up. They were all going up and weighing in and stuff. And I was like, dude, they're heavyweights. They probably just came back from the buffet. Let me weigh in first.
You'll see it around round exactly. four. Yeah,
exactly. That guy still's got a bib on. Come on.
All right. So I have one more question here. When's your next fight? Where can we see you?
We're trying to shoot something for the 24th. We're not sure yet. You know, it just depends if we can get in the card in San Jose. I believe it'll be the undercard, the return of James Toney, but we're not sure yet. So we're just gonna sit back and work hard, and hopefully then. But if not, then we're looking something in June or in July.
June or July, yeah. All right.
But we'll keep you posted.
Cool.
Let you guys know.
Outstanding.
Okay, as my closer question. Now, in the movies, they always say the boxers can't have sex before the fight. Now, is that true? I always wanted to know from a boxer. Now, I never do.
If you try and pull one over, she's going to rat you out.
One in the afternoon.
No, it's correct. That's correct. You know,
for how long?
It's anywhere from two weeks to a month, you know.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Oh my God! Look at her. She's nodding.
Nothing at all.
We're so sorry.
So you have the.
We're so sorry. The prize money better be fantastic. Okay.
His first fight. Did he buy you a shower head massager? Fantastic.
All right. So
that's all I have.
Well, once again, thanks for coming in the studio and answering our questions.
Thank you.
We're going to cut out to a break and continue with our next round of guests. Everybody, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.
We'll be back in just a moment. Alrighty, folks. Spank Wagon Radio. We're back. Nice little break there.
My butthole itches.
You know, the whole Muay Thai boxing argument.
You and your goddamn, you know, are you sure that you didn't win that contest because you actually got it in the ass?
Hey, wait a minute. What's that saying about me?
Hey.
I don't know.
If it's less than one knuckle, it's not gay.
By you. He could have been giving himself a reach around to see how it felt.
What did you say? Less than one? Less than one knuckle? Less, than one knuckle?
Yeah, less than one knuckle and it's not gay.
I never used the plunger at his house.
Sweet.
He just stuck it to the wall and went to town.
I just had to look at my hand. I was like, that's gross.
He just measured it like one knuckle is that. Two. Oh. Okay. Damn.
Then again, the thumb really only has the one knuckle, so that's...
Ginger,
Ginger.
Right there it is. All right, Ginger, what's going on?
What's going on is that I'm leaving because you guys discussed it when I wasn't on the radio, which I still am kind of bothered about that. I'd like to know what you said. But I'm leaving the radio show, sadly, but we are finding a replacement. We have our first interview of all.
White chicks.
This is Niecy.
Niecy, hello.
Hello.
Okay, now you've got to get right on it.
Like?
Okay, like make out with it?
Yes.
Yes.
And stroke
and that
it.
That would just be fantastic.
It makes the guys really happy if you stroke
it.
You
need my
microphone.
Point sheet. Where's my point sheet?
It makes us happy if you show a little shoulder and shit. Yeah, it makes us happy.
He just lost it. He can't even speak.
New meat. Come on.
Really, huh?
Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm still shitting over
breathe.
My first interview.
Breathe,
so.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Look at him. He did an outstanding
inhale
job, didn't he?
And exhale. So who's going to start off with the questions, Murphy?
Well, let's just do a general. Let's do a general interview, and then we'll get into
general interview.
Questions. Yes.
How big's your breast?
That is not. Don't even fucking answer that question.
Oh, you're not in general. Interview.
No, I'd like you? To know. I'll go with Decaf on this one.
Are you spank wagon blocking?
I am.
Are you spank
just like
you
just like
spank wagon block.
Just like I spank wagon block when it comes to my buddies. I'm bringing these girls on because they're all referrals to me, and I'm still going to protect them. So if she wants to answer it, she can, but she doesn't have to.
Are you legal counsel?
She's like a Mormon mother.
Yes. I should have been a
like a Mormon mother.
I'm a Mormon mother with my Dia de los Muertos tattoo and my fallen angel that everyone now says I'm a Satanist because of.
Satanist! Heathen!
Satan!
What was the first question again?
So what's your breast size?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will answer that at another time.
She needs alcohol.
And besides, it does vary. You know. Yeah.
So you do need to be liquored up. That's a plus.
Much goes. Yeah.
So what do you do for a living, Niecy?
I'm a server, a trainer, and I'm a student.
Server, a trainer. What you serve? What you train?
Well, I work for Red Robin, so I'm a corporate level trainer.
Corporate level
trainer. Well, it sounds really cool, but basically that means that I train trainers that are going to be coming in.
Why the fuck did they get rid of the clam strips last week?
Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you, okay, no, the thing with I've been with them for 4 years, and they get rid of things on the menu that do sell, but the clam strips, actually, I looked at the numbers, they haven't been selling.
Fuck that. I want the goddamn clam strips.
No, I know, but the seafood scatter, we just brought in a seafood duo with much better plump, succulent shrimp. Plump. You know, and so.
Plump, succulent.
Say succulent again.
They're succulent.
You gotta edit that out. You gotta edit that out and make a CD of that one alone.
I can just say, he's gonna have a CD of his car. It's just gonna say, bueno, no bueno, and succulent. No bueno, and succulent.
So that's the deal with the clam strips.
Okay.
So I want to know, since you work in the food services industry, what's going on with the scary meat? Do you guys have any?
Well, we personally, we don't.
What? I got the scary meat.
We put all the meat. How is this? Pink or no pink. It's not an issue of rare or, you know, burn it. It's just.
No, so the chicken and the fish.
Spank, wagon, blocking.
Well, I really, same
spank,
thing we
blocking,
had
spank, wagon, blocking. Hi. Spank, wagon, blocking.
That's a plus.
Nice.
That's a plus.
That was
I didn't
good.
Even see it. What happened? I didn't even see this shit. Damn.
You didn't see that? She was ninja.
Dude, you got shut down.
No, it's just...
Bonus points for cupping the head.
Cupping the head while getting up real close to it. So, no, it's just random stuff. It happens all the time.
Okay,
like we don't really take care of our genetically engineered beef.
Okay, now what we do for a living really doesn't come into play too much in here. So who are you as an individual?
I'm crazy.
It does too come into play a little bit.
Only you, because we steal your calendar.
It does,
calendar.
Because I would
you
not be happy with a 9-to-5 desk job. Right, therefore, so I'm a server, illegals? And he that does, you know, that displays a little bit of my personality, because I'm able to be more of myself, and, you know, because I'm not a hoity-toity server.
Hoity-toity. Dude, she has pigtails on the top of her head. Yeah, for people she who does. Aren't
and right there.
As a matter of fact, why don't we point this
Look,
out?
Look, can you see that?
Unless you're an idiot, you're in our chat room. And you're turning on the web.
And I snore when I laugh.
We're going to take over.
5 points.
Annie, come grab a mic. We're taking over.
All right. So,
as you were saying, I have a deviated septum. Shut up. Not really, that's a lie.
Alrighty, folks.
What's the definition of hoity-toity?
Hoity-toity is, hi, how are you doing? I really give a fuck.
Oh, okay. Chandra. Okay, yeah, there, good. Yeah. All right. That was out loud.
It's Whoa. Okay, it's okay, because you didn't Oops. Even pronounce her name right.
I give a shite.
You All like right, looking yeah. at her boobs enough, shite.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
Objectification.
That's okay, but looking at boobs doesn't mean you have to respect them. Okay.
Right? Oh, that's another plus for the objectification of women. We'll give her for that one right there.
Oh, I think that went, I think that had sort of another meaning there.
You I give a shit.
Okay.
We're going to need a dictionary for
yourself, because I'll go for days.
We're going to need a dictionary for today's show. We got like Spanish, and we got hoity-toity and
definition of hoity-toity.
Shut the fuck up. All right, so everybody needs to go get on the website, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. You can see who we're interviewing, and also you can throw up what you want for questions. All right,
or what you had for dinner. Take your pick.
I'm still waiting for a real question.
I'm waiting for you to shh, and I'll answer it. Okay, so Ginger has asked me very politely who I am as a person. So I am going to school to be a biotechnologist.
Biotechnologist.
Someday the childrens you will have will be engineered genetically.
Okay, wait. Time out. What's up with the voice thing going on here?
That's part of who I am. Okay. And I'm answering part of who I am.
Oh. Okay, just fuck me.
In the goat ass.
Because I'm sitting here, she's like, Normal. You know,
hang on a sec.
Wait, what?
Excuse me. Oh. I've heard you slip into Radio Guy quite a few times.
Yeah, like this, like, hi, this is who I am. All right. No, back to Spank Wagon.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
All right, fair enough.
I would not know you on the street.
Sunday. By the whole seat, but you, old lady, the edge.
Give me your children. So, wow. I mean, that's his part, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm an Aquarian. I do choose to define myself by that, not because of my horoscope, but because I am a very textbook, you know.
Aquarian.
Yeah, that means
Is that like a librarian?
And kind of. I have the glasses, and if I read, so.
If I read.
And I know about the Dewey Decimal System.
By the way, Trench, I do have to ask. She does have the glasses. She has the nerd girl thing going.
I do.
Is that a point?
With pigtails,
it's a point.
Yeah.
That's always a point.
On top of her head.
Yeah, always a point.
Yeah, there. Wait, where would they be?
Down there.
Oh, I was thinking. Like, how do girls get their pubic hair in a pigtail?
I have a legitimate question.
Oh my god, okay. We got a legitimate question.
Legitimate question. Why do you honestly feel that you want to do the show every Friday night?
Well, Friday night. I think it would be interesting, considering right now I'm working. You know, I'm going to school. I've been kind of getting bored with going out every weekend, getting trashed for the sake of getting trashed. However, I love getting trashed. But I think that this would, I think that this would be an interesting experience that I would be able to talk about current events, not so current events, my opinions on whatever the fuck I want to talk about. And so I don't see a reason not to do this personally. Yeah.
Well,
not getting paid really rocks. Yeah. Who needs money around here?
That's why I've been doing it for 7 years.
I bring my liquor with me where I go. I don't need to buy it. So.
Oh, anniversary is almost coming up, too.
Yeah. This fall. Coming up. Yeah. Then October.
All right.
October day.
So I have 10 questions here that are specifically designed to evoke a response. Hey, wait. Do we want to read the answers off of her questionnaire?
Well, she's spank wagon
that
blocking
more
anyway.
For us. So I'll for read us. Through it and find interesting ones. So okay. You do your question.
All right. So first off, rate the 6 Star Wars movies in order of quality.
Well, I enjoyed the one I saw, and then the other one I saw, and the other one I saw, and Padme Hutt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much for your questions.
Yeah.
No, you can ask them, and I have seen them. But to me, if you're asking for me to be a, you know, oh, wow, I know all about Star Wars. You know, it's not going to happen. I prefer Star Wars over Star Trek, but I'm not a, you know, Star Wars. Like, wow. Oh, yes. Oh.
What's wrong with that?
So
what's wrong with that?
This is why I put my answers next to those questions. Because
yeah, I know.
It can. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so next, look at the gentleman in this room. If zombies were to attack right now, which one of us would be eaten? Which one of us would sacrifice themselves, save everyone else, and who would actually survive?
Okay, I think you...
That would be Mark.
Mark, I think, would sacrifice yourself. Yeah, you have right. A little bit of a, you know, it's okay, they'll take him for the team. I think you would make it out a lot...
James L.
Decaf. I think you'd make it out alive because you'd throw...
Murph.
I think you'd throw him. So it's not... You're not necessarily in the equation as
I'm
far as...
I'm just zombie bait.
You're just like, get it. And so and then I think if the zombie was hot enough, you'd be like, what's up, baby? How's it going? Zombie needs love too. You know, so I think... That's not a bad thing because, yeah, I mean, how do they procreate? I mean, gosh. Yeah.
Decaf needs a little undead ass.
Thank God.
All right. Okay. All right. Who wins in a fight? Ash from Evil Dead series or Chuck Norris?
Damn it. That's so loaded. I'm going to say Ash. I'm going to have to because there are just some things that Chuck Norris can't like wittily be attributed, you know, a trait for.
Like acting?
Oh, that's among one of them, yeah.
Yeah, but did you see The Man with the Screaming Brain? Come on now. That's the worst fucking movie that
But
Bruce
it's not
Campbell.
Bruce Campbell, it's Ash. It's one specific character.
Yeah. No,
Bruce
but
Campbell
still, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's precedence right there. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand your answer to that, Jess, but all right. If you were to be a hero from either a comic book, video game, or a movie, who would you be and who would you want to have a quote-unquote epic battle with?
You don't understand my answer to that?
The other one I did.
The last one we just did?
Godzilla. Come on. Godzilla's not an answer to this.
Because I didn't like the
exactly.
Okay. I would like to be, and it's, I don't think it's really that off the wall, but it's not like that mainstream. But I liked the Parasite Eve, the one, I don't remember her name, but she was awesome because it had to do with mitochondria, and I love science. So I would pervert your mitochondria.
Parasite Eve.
Who would you fight? Who would you fight against?
That's not like a hooker I picked up 5 years ago.
I would like to fight Shredder. That would be... Well, let me tell you why.
That's awesome.
Because I just want to see if I could, you know, defeat his shoulders. Those were serious. And I've been watching the Ninja Turtles for quite some time.
Are you going to go see the movie? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't yet. I want to see it at the drive-in.
Ooh.
I'm in love with the drive-in.
We should do that for my going away party.
Hey,
go to the fucking drive-in.
You get fucked up and you're like, that's so awesome. That's where I saw fucking Grindhouse. That was amazing.
Oh, I'm jealous.
We got this from the chat room, actually. A little bit back to the zombie question. Is it still necrophilia if it's a zombie?
No, actually, it's not because they do have working systems. Whereas, you know, if you're dead... it's not working.
All right. So,
Wait a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. Lex, do you know who Lex is?
No
yes,
idea.
I know who Lex
He's
is.
Talking to you in the chat room.
What's he saying?
He says, stop being nervous. Just be yourself and horribly embarrassed that I sent you this message.
Well, thank you, Lex. I think I am pretty much being myself. However, thank you. Oh, speaking of Lex, he has a motorcycle, and we went to Magic Mountain, a fucking 8-hour time portal trip that should have taken, like, what, 6 hours? 5.5? On a sports motorbike.
Ow.
In the biting cold. So if I have done something awesome, it would be that.
Yes.
Well, that'd be one of them. So.
Lex, you're lucky.
It was crazy. I thought I was going to die. And it was amazing.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Next is a trivia spot. We'll just see how you answer that. What's the name of Invader Zim's sidekick?
Oh, it's a Grr.
There you go.
Okay.
See? That's
I queen.
Who?
It's Grr.
What the fuck is a
I don't watch that angry. Shit or know what the fuck it is. I couldn't answer
All right. Who's funnier, Joe Rogan or Carlos Mencia?
Mm, I like Carlos Mencia, but he seems to recycle the same things. But he does recycle them in a, you know, in a hilarious fashion. But it's just, it's the same fucking Beaner jokes. It's the same, oh, you know, blacks are funny because of this. And that's, it's the same shit.
They were even funnier.
So I'm
going to
override you and go with, like, Dan Cook. You know?
Yeah!
Sorry. Yeah,
that was loud. Oh, sorry, okay. Everybody.
Hot, hot. I want to lick him. I want to lick his oversized testicles.
All right. Does size matter?
For me, it does, yes. Because I used to think it didn't, and I was wrong. So, for this girl
have
right
have you
here,
met Decaf, by the way?
Hello, Decaf. Remember the story hello. I told you about why you're Decaf?
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
Yes, that's
story.
Right. Okay.
That's pretty. Okay. That's between me and you.
All right.
Okay.
I think if I broke you, something. Okay. No. Just kidding.
If you could line up and shoot any one film director, who would it be?
Oh God. How about the like any of them that make the chick flicks that are supposed to be funny and appealing to the vaginas, but really, unless they're superficial, it isn't awesome. All of them?
Like
I don't really follow movies enough to know the directors of movies that I don't like. So if I like them, I wouldn't want to light them up because they wouldn't create anymore. Unless that would change their psyche. Okay, anyhow.
Okay. Have you ever threatened the life of someone and actually meant it?
No, not someone. I mean, I've threatened cockroaches, many of them. And I do mean it every time.
I'm gonna
because
kill
let
you,
me
that's
let me explain
I
something. I could be an entomologist if it weren't for the cockroaches. So.
That's a bug scientist, Decaf.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
So I thought it was etymologist. Just eat the meat.
I am an etymologist. I'm lactose intolerant, but I love cheese. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to make this room real interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know. And I'm not shy about that.
Fantastic. She can fart the national anthem.
Dude, I am very gassy. I'm a very gassy person.
Oh,
I'm
that
sorry.
Is too much information.
No, no, it's
never enough information.
I just want to be real with you guys.
It's too much and we have to run out of here during the show. It's like slap, music, go!
I'm going to bring some straight cheese next week.
We could get her cheese, bring me some sauerkraut, and do dueling banjos. It'd be great.
Dude,
oh
I haven't tried that.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not against it.
No, I mean, not you. I'm talking about him.
But I don't know right. What it would smell like, but
and there's not a lot of ventilation in this room.
It scares me. Oh
my God. Okay, and who is your personal hero?
Ooh.
God. Fart jokes
I would
to personal
say,
heroes.
Like Einstein or Rosalind Franklin. They're both, you know, scientists. And my mother and my best friend Crystal. And my cat, Loki.
How did I was not surprised the cat was going to get in there, too?
Well, the cat's named Loki. I mean, you really can't get wrong with that.
You can't.
Yeah.
All right, Trench, you've got a list of stuff there.
Nope, just taking notes.
Oh, just taking notes.
No, this is your guys' deal.
Anybody want to ask anybody anything? Anything at all?
Anybody?
Going once.
Bueller.
What's your breast size?
We already, in case you were not taking
Jesus
notes
Christ.
Earlier.
All right, never mind.
Actually, I do have
I
one
fell
more.
Asleep now.
Okay.
Can
okay.
We see your breasts? That's another...
No, they're closed for the winter.
Closed for the winter.
Yeah, some whatever lie you
want. Well, the summer's coming up right now.
If there are only two men left in the world and you had to fuck one of them to procreate, which
wait,
one?
Out of this room?
No.
Oh, like, that's
no!
Rude!
No!
That's rude!
Large black no! man and any one of two white guys. Hello? From the girl who says... Wait.
You have to choose!
The girl who says size that matters and you're going to make her choose between the large black man and
no!
either me or Mr. Ryan.
I didn't finish
that's
my sentence.
That's awesome!
If you had to choose between...
Okay.
Urkel.
Ooh, hey.
What? And then Mike oh, that's Tyson.
Dude, I do not want my fucking ear bitten off. I will go with Urkel any day. And besides,
they
that little,
the same laugh.
The way he wears his pants, I'm thinking that holds the boys up in place whoa. More. I think it's more facilitating for the love.
Facilitating? So, yeah.
These words, is that true man. Or is that not true?
What?
Like cupping the balls or like having them close
tight
to your
underwear
body.
Versus boxers. Yeah.
Fucking sucks
not
ass.
Not tight. Yeah, not like, oh, tight. But
well,
just
holding
like,
them
just
boxers.
Loose. No. What I'm saying,
I don't have. That would be weird.
No, if you wear the tight underwear, the heat tends to kill the sperm. But boxers,
that's not so bad.
Exactly.
Speaking of killing the sperm, did you guys hear the? Not hear, but have you read the newest
sperm
finding
murderer.
Of oral sex
causes
pretty much
cancer
HPV?
Yeah,
what?
Oral sex causes cancer.
Then give me a fucking tumor.
Oral sex.
Because, you know, the HPV, yeah. You know, oral sex gets in your throat and then you get cancer and it's delicious. Ew.
Good news. Oh, you know what I just found out? This is some good local info.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Pool. Don't ever go in it. So
that's a given.
A couple, one girl had, so cool. She had just shaved her bikini line and she went in the pool. She got staph. Another girl went into the pool and she immediately, I guess she went home, immediately started bleeding and pussing out of her vagina. And she has a really bad UTI, like extremely bad. And if she waited to go to the hospital, it would have been a lot worse than it ended up being. And she was on antibiotics for about a month or two.
I don't know. I don't think there's enough chlorine to keep it.
I guess they did a test and it's pretty dirty.
Ew.
Semen, urine, feces, you know.
Ew.
Well, and the people that...
What's wrong with that?
That was a nice breaker.
That's your fucking bathtub, dude. Alrighty.
Wow.
Interesting.
That was a good interview.
That was fantastic.
And so we're going to switch it up.
Next.
So we're going to move you.
Thank you very much, Niecy. Stay in the back.
Niecy to the back.
Thank you.
Have a seat over there, if you would, please.
And this is a familiar face coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I think the last time we hung out with you was, a month ago?
Be the live show.
The live show we did.
Yeah.
Getting screamed at. That was awesome.
Scream that loud.
Yeah, I was the one holding the mic. Yes, you did.
I think I was grabbing it from you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And your husband did a great Hulk Hogan impression. That was fantastic.
I missed the Hulk Hogan impression.
No, you didn't. It was right in front of you.
It was on your
lap. Oh, that was a Hulk Hogan impression?
When
he
ripped his shirt off.
He ripped. Oh, yeah. I thought it was just a male stripper impression.
Okay, little lady, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Annie D.
And hello, Annie D. She is quite tattooed up. That is fantastic.
And that's funny you brought that up because I have a question about tattoos.
Yes, they do.
No, they won't show up on your skin.
I don't have. I have no tattoos. What, in your opinion, what should I get as a tattoo? Because I can't decide.
No. Why
and
would
where?
Anybody?
Hey,
that's a dumb question.
How's a dumb question? It's a question.
Annie, answer in the fashion I know you will.
Someone that doesn't have any tattoos that asks me that question, which happens fairly often.
Thank
Isn't it annoying as fuck?
Especially being a tattooed female.
Yeah.
Get something that means a great deal to you, like something representing someone in your life, something you've gone through, something you've overcome.
The number of your favorite McDonald's meal.
But when you get that figured out, go find an artist, have them draw it up. Put the picture on your bathroom mirror or your fridge or somewhere where you're going to see it every day. Leave it there for 6 months. If at any point you get sick of it, don't get it.
Damn.
Yep.
Hey, that's going to be on now, your rest bring of close your life. Yeah,
first off.
No, dude, you can rub them off.
Got to get on that mic. Like it's big.
Am I too quiet?
Yeah, a little bit. Secondly, and only because I know this, then how many months were your mud flaps hanging up?
They weren't.
Okay.
But I had been thinking about it for... Gosh, 3-4 years before I did them.
Okay.
We don't have to hang them up because we think about it. And you
I'm just
it
saying, really taking her own way. Advice.
I still have stuff that I'm getting done that I haven't gotten done yet.
Or
I got one
discussed it with the artist yet.
Eight years running.
And just to be fair, tell people what your mud flaps are.
Okay. If you know the old, or I guess older trucks, like diesel trucks and everything... The mud flaps on the back of them had the Happy Hooker silhouette in chrome. Well, I decided I wanted those, and I placed them on the back of my thighs just below the tuck of the ass. Because where else are you going to put mud flaps on a human body? Right below the trunk.
See, I'm glad you're explaining that, because I was thinking mud flaps, beef curtains. I was
that's what I was thinking about, too. So that's good that you explained that.
Well, and the mud flaps actually helped me get my husband, because that was the first picture he saw of me was my mud flaps.
He's like, again, mud flaps,
shit,
beef curtains.
That rod has mud flaps. I'm talking to her.
Very cool. All right. So, Murph, do you want to? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Sorry. So what makes you you? I mean, why do you want to come and do this god-awful show with us?
Now you've technically witnessed.
Because this broad over here told me it'd be fun and that you guys are kind of cool, but I don't know.
Kind of cool.
I mean, this is the second time I've been around you guys. I don't know if the chemistry or the connection is right. I don't know if I could tolerate spending a couple hours every week with you guys. It'd just be miserable.
Oh, and then there's the after show where we all go out and... you know, debate if Debauchery. Trench is actually going to pick up the check or not.
They've been trying to get me to a strip club since I started the show, too.
I got four broads worth of tits on me, so.
Wow. Set of eight. It's an eight pack. All right.
All right, so here come the 10 questions again, and now that you've heard them, you've had a moment to think about them. Let's see what happens. So, rate the Star Wars, the six Star Wars movie in order of quality.
I'd have to say the technically last three that were originally done late 70s, early 80s, those are my favorite. Because, I mean, come on. Those are the best ones. What the hell are you doing over here?
He's directing.
He's meditating.
I'm thinking about my Star Wars.
I think he has fucking hand puppets. What the fuck?
The new ones are good, except for Jar Jar Binks. I cannot stand him.
Because he's black.
So obnoxious.
Is it because he's black?
Back to the race card.
Is it because he's black?
No, it's not
because
he's black.
Is it because he's black?
The way he talks.
There's three black people in the whole Star Wars movie.
And he's so stupid. He's so stupid. I mean, Chewie's smarter than he is. And he's supposed to be like the, you know, older slash newer Chewie. It's like really confusing because the first three episodes
because he's black
came
okay, we got it
10 12 years or 20 years after the last three.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, yeah,
okay,
right. The like black speak
by the way, the correct answer for that is Empire, Star Wars, Jedi. The other three
there
didn't exist.
No,
that is the correct answer.
No correct order.
Okay, I was worried about the other three. The other
they don't exist.
Spoiled.
Well, actually the other three didn't exist if you look at the comic books.
No, they
of
just don't exist.
I have the original comic books.
Oh, so we're going to debate
what company
about
made them?
The original?
Yeah, what company made them?
I don't know. They're sitting in a safety deposit box. My dad gave them to me.
You know?
No, I don't know.
Anybody?
They're
do
not
you
Dark
know?
Horse. So.
Yep. Coleco?
Marvel.
Huh.
Vader was almost green because of the shitty printing process.
I was actually Yoda 1 year for Halloween when I was little.
Did you talk like him all night?
No, but my parents, when I was a baby, they said I looked like Yoda.
So oh.
I have dude, they said I looked like Kermit the Frog.
Has Yoda on one side and Chewie on the other.
I don't understand parents and saying you look like something as a baby. That's just don't.
You look like shit. I meant Yoda. Dad. I meant Yoda. What? Kermit. Yeah, that's it. No.
Alrighty. Okay. So next, again, look at the guys in the studio. If zombies were to attack right now, who would be eaten? Who would sacrifice themselves to save everyone else? And who would actually survive?
Actually, I think you'd all probably run for the hills screaming like girls.
I like that answer.
And if you look at the zombie survival guide, stereotypically, these three specimens would run for the hills.
And we're the ones with the guns.
Yeah.
Actually, according to you, you have ninja powers.
Yeah, I know. I had guns and I changed it. I should have left it alone. The ninja powers were easier because what? I don't have a gun in here or own one at this time. So,
where's your boomstick?
What?
Boomstick.
Boomstick.
The next one of you primates that touches me. Okay. All right. So,
boomstick.
Boomstick.
Come on, Ash.
She's. Oh.
I don't like those movies. I like Bruce Campbell, but I can't sit through them. Sorry. All
right, we're kicking you off the show.
I can't sit
That's
through
them. That's a good one. You're leaving. We've
After
made
he says it's just
tonight.
Pillow talk, baby, I laugh and then I have to leave the room because I can't handle it anymore.
All right, so that leads right into the next one. Who wins in a fight, Ash or Chuck Norris?
All hail the king, baby.
There you go.
That's right.
Chuck Norris inherently loses because he's a creationist.
I actually had a snake that I gave to my little sister, a California king snake named Ash.
Rock on. Okay, so if you were going to be a hero from either a comic book, video game, or movie, who would you be and who would you want to have an epic battle with?
Oh. I don't know. That's a hard one. I haven't played any of my video games in a while. Actually, since I've been in Vegas. I don't know. I'd probably go fairly old and go with, like, Link from Zelda. Go back to the Nintendo days.
King Koopa?
Actually, I think King Koopa.
You know he throws fire. Right?
We got the snorters tonight.
Unfortunately, the princess is not in this castle.
To deflect the fire.
Unreal.
Whew. All right. Well, we already know what's the name of Invader Zim's sidekick. Did you actually know that one beforehand? Or
no, I don't watch Invader Zim, but my husband does. And I actually watched a couple episodes sitting at our shop a couple months ago.
That has got to be one of the greatest cartoons ever done. Fuck Nickelodeon, their stupid asses for not realizing that. Okay, who's funnier, Joe Rogan or Carlos Mencia?
I'd have to say Joe Rogan. And actually, we got to see Joe Rogan.
He was very mad.
It was just lucky because my cousin was in town and he represents Anthony and Opie. Yeah, and he gave us tickets.
Wait, your cousin's
Bobby Eatman.
Your cousin's super agent Bob Eatman.
Yes, he is.
He's very nice.
Oh shit!
You just met a fanboy.
I'm a pest through and through.
Really?
Did you do a video?
So you know he used to represent Mad Cow and that whole thing. Yeah, Mad that
cunt?
Ended
yeah.
bad.
Hey, I used to like Mad Cow.
Why?
But, yeah, she actually got to meet his wife, Robin, who is an awesome, awesome woman.
Very nice.
And yeah, Bobby's one of my car cousins. We go every year to Barrett Jackson. Him and a couple other cousins would go to Arizona, and we'd all go together.
I'm containing right now, okay?
You're doing good. You're doing really good.
So, okay.
Do you know that Bobby's old roommate, before he got married, this was back in mid to late 80s, his roommate actually drew Ariel for The Little Mermaid.
Wow.
Really?
And
did
the
draw
house
the penises?
Was awesome.
Did you draw the
no,
penis?
No, he just drew Ariel.
Oh, okay.
The penis on the castle?
Yeah.
How do I not realize that you knew all about the penis?
and the priest with the boner.
News.
I'm sorry?
The priest with the boner.
Priest with
the priest
boner.
With the boner.
Yep. Now, I going off on this topic, you saw the ONA virus show, I guess.
Yes, we did.
That's what we were
at. And we got to sit on stage after the intermission.
I'll stab you right in the eye.
it was just lucky. Although
with
it really sucked because we're sitting on
she
stage.
She had to pee.
And I had to pee so bad. Like, I was going to lose it.
All you would have had to do is walk up to Jim Norton and tell him that, and you would have been able
well,
to go right
actually,
there.
Actually, what I did, I wanted to, like, go at a reasonable time. I didn't want to go during a comic performing. So I waited for Opie and Anthony to come up, and I asked them, like, hey, where can I go pee? Because I really got to go. And I'm trying to, like, contain myself
dying.
And legs crossed.
So...
And I kept shifting and moving around so I wouldn't piss myself. And I didn't want to miss anything. But then I came back, and everything was cool.
So who was your favorite comic on that show?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Oh. I don't think I could say I had a favorite. Like, everybody was incredible.
They're
and we didn't
so
even
funny.
Realize what the show was. We were just like,
we didn't
I
even know
her,
where Joe
like,
Rogan
hey,
was
going to
be there. Yeah.
And do you want to go with me? Because my husband doesn't want to go because he was with his family. And we went and it was fucking awesome. And we actually, I got to hug Joe Rogan at the end and he gave us a couple of his new CDs.
Yeah. You got one you want to ask her?
It was so
is that
much
the move
fun.
It along?
It was
move
so
along.
Fun.
All right. Okay. So does size matter?
Yeah, but I have the perfect size already.
See, now I'd just like to point something out. In no way, shape, or form did I say that was about a penis, and yet both of them went that route.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
No. That can go penis. It could go car. And in both categories, I have the perfect ones.
Sounds like a cop-out answer.
Could go vagina, and then too big, you're like trying to give a tic-tac to a sperm whale.
Strap a 2x4 to your ass. And
actually,
hope
have you
fall
seen
in.
That, what is it, Dr. 9 or 90210 or something like that,
I
or Beverly
that
Hills
show.
Doctor thing?
Sounds
they
like reality
did one,
TV.
And it was
no,
this couple that the chick, I'm watching in the middle, and the chick's getting like labia removal done or slimming of the labias, and then the boyfriend or whatever had the webbing removed to lengthen his fucking member, and I'm like, ow, what
the fuck are people doing in LA? Fucking leave your genitals alone.
They actually took like a quarter inch thick piece of skin off of this chick's labia.
Okay,
like,
then maybe that wasn't a bad
thing.
Oh,
yeah,
oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, they have those surgeries all the
Did
time.
Did it look like just a bad version of Arby's?
Pretty much.
Thank
Big
you
Montana
very
style.
Much for
Big
ruining all of my roast beef meat.
No, horse.
Would you
Arby
like
sauce.
The cheese?
No!
Dude. Oh, I can't even. Never mind.
Now I'm going to go eat me one. All right. Let's see. Okay, if you could line up and shoot one horrible film director, who would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Didn't Drew Barrymore do some directing?
Yep.
Yeah, not a big fan. Great actress when she was a kid.
Damn.
But
Firestarter,
her
huh?
stuff after she got, basically after she got sober, not so much.
Wow. Well, the correct answer on that one, by the way, is Michael Bay for giving Optimus
you
Prime lips.
There's no correct answer.
Yes, there is.
There is no correct answer.
It's a personal opinion.
Thank you.
I wrote the questions. The correct answer is Michael Bay for giving Optimus Prime lips.
Shut up.
Okay, you know what?
No one aside from maybe two or three people knows exactly or even gives a shit.
Dude, you should see. The internet is rife with this.
The internet.
Yes. Hey, dickhead, we're on internet radio.
No, but my whole point is, who still gives a shit? It's a shitty movie. The internet brought us what? Snakes on a Plane? Because they wouldn't let it die?
That movie fucking sucked.
That movie kicked
ass. No. That movie sucked.
I like Snakes on a Plane.
Hell yeah.
It went down.
Why did you like Snakes on a fucking Plane?
Because it was so terrible. I loved it.
Thank you.
It was so bad. You know why? But like it.
Because somebody said on FARC, someone said, you know, he needs to say, get these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking plane. Right. Next thing you know, they go through and do reshoots to add that.
That's awesome.
All right. Have you ever actually threatened the life of someone and meant it?
Cats.
We went from cockroaches to cats. We're moving up the
evolutionary chain.
I had a house in Central Phoenix, which is kind of ghetto, but it's the old Phoenix area out in Arizona. And there was this vacant house next door that had these cats living in it. I called every agency I could to try and get rid of them because they kept getting into my yard and attacking my dogs. At that house, I had a miniature pincher who's maybe 5 pounds. And then I have a pit bull. Well, they would get onto my pit bull's chest and he couldn't get them off. And he's like trying to get them off. And I'm out there with a hose and brooms.
Now, you sure he didn't like it?
Finally, the only thing I could do was a bowl of antifreeze on the roof. It wasn't me, I swear.
I could just see it, too.
I accidentally left it out after working on the car.
That's a good excuse.
I flushed my radiator, and I forgot to pick up the bowl. I'm sorry. Whoopsie.
Nice.
Okay, and finally, who is your personal hero?
Johnny Cash.
Ooh. Can't go wrong with a man in black.
No, you can't.
One piece at a time, baby.
Fantastic.
All right. So one question I have. You said you had the perfect car. What's the car?
Oh, I have two perfect cars.
Okay.
The one that's actually on the road right now is our 49 Hudson Super 6 Betsy.
They don't know.
Did you just come a little in your pants or, you know? Yeah. You saw her, didn't you?
At the car show?
I was so busy with everything else.
With the spikes on the hood?
The little...
the trophies?
Monster baby?
No, I knew the trophies, but... I know.
Yes, with the zombie baby in it.
I never got to see the cars.
The zombie baby
never got to see the cars.
They have a zombie baby from
Savani. Savani did that for us. Cool. We were at Disneyland and ran into him at the smoking corral because they have like two smoking areas at Disneyland now. And him and my husband started talking and he's like, well, what's your address? I'll make something for you guys.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
That added to our zombie collection. It's we now scary. Have four in our house.
Very cool.
Yeah, you move it and back in the fucking
I hate zombies. I'm not good with scary movies. I'm a big weenie.
Have you read World War Z yet?
No, I have not.
Oh. If you like the zombie survival guide, you should really read World War Z. It's a fucking awesome
Do you know
book.
How hard it was to find the zombie survival guide? Like, I had seen it a couple places, and I didn't pick it up. And then I searched for probably 6 months trying to find that stupid book.
Yeah, my coworker.
It caught on. It caught on real fast.
It's a really good book.
Yep. Everyone needs to know how to defend themselves in case zombies do attack.
Yeah, and it explains the different type of zombies and, like, you know, you've got chemical zombies, you've got voodoo zombies, and, you know, it really goes into good detail and shows you how to protect yourself and what to do until things get normal again.
Yep. That's why I like World War Z. It's a great book. It's told from a great perspective of people that survived the war, and it's fucking awesome. There's just this one great, they're talking about the first frontline assault that they did in Yonkers, New York, where they're using bombs that drop shrapnel that are almost ineffective because you hit them in the chest, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. They just still keep coming because the brain that's somewhat functioning, it's just all it's doing is going for food.
Yep.
Food.
Alrighty. So I think we're done with this interview. I think we need to wrap this whole segment up.
Well, now comes the talent show portion.
What?
There's no talent show.
What, you didn't bring your baton?
I left it at home.
All right, folks.
I got one in the car.
That's not a baton.
It's a boomstick.
Ass to ass.
All right. What are they listening to?
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back. We'll be back in just a little bit.
I was like, why are you putting me? Do I have to ask another question?
Thank you. If you had to guess why she left you alive, what would be your guess?
Guessing would be necessary. She informed me. She said I could keep my wicked life for two reasons.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, we're back. I think we got all the mics on. Everybody say hello.
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 I think I do have everybody on.
Hello.
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 You're always on.
Testicles. One, two,
three.
Testicles.
Hey,
three.
Dave. Dave, open the door. Hey, Dave. Open the door. It's me. Dave. Is Dave there?
I asked everybody to say hi. Everybody has their own bits. And you're looking at
that.
The
was
internet.
A really bad Cheech and Chong impression.
Hey, Dave, Dave there? No.
Oh,
man.
That's what that was.
No, this is Dave.
They're all
gonna laugh at you.
Holy shit. Look who's in the chat room.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of. Actually, why don't we do this? We haven't done this in a long time. In the chat room, we got Kiss Freaks, Reverend Hammer. Someone
Reverend Hammer.
Reverend Hammer.
Yep.
Smack, Virtual One, over in the Spankwagon chat room. Smack's over there, too. So lots of. Well, a few people hanging out in the chat room. That's pretty awesome. I know, Reverend Hammer showing up has been years since we've seen Reverend Hammer in the chat room.
But if they're in the chat room, are they actually listening?
Most of the time, the guys who sit in the chat room
let's
do
figure this
actually
out.
Listen.
Reverend Hammer's a goddamn flaming faggot! We'll find out in 3 minutes. Got a delay.
I get the short buzz.
Fantastic.
Yay!
You guys should see this. We pulled up one of the studio chairs to the end of the line here, so we've got this like...
It's like the kitty table at Thanksgiving.
Meow!
All right.
Ooh. Well, I got 3 fine women on this side, boy. And I'm the only person I'm looking at is your ugly ass.
Oh, wait. So how are you going to one-up that one?
Oh, simple. I could go home with one of them and their fathers wouldn't shoot them for it.
What if my dad doesn't have
my
gun?
Husband?
Her husband.
Yeah, the German guy. Oh, my goodness.
Machinery.
Well, we've got a little bit of time left in
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, we do. We booked this pretty early. So what do we got? Anybody got anything they want to throw into the mix? Because really, we don't have anything else.
I like puppies.
Puppies.
Puppies or poopies?
Puppies.
Did you see Nacho Libre?
I was reviewing this Nacho Libre. When did you see it?
I watched it like 45 times. I love that.
Has anybody seen the new Spider-Man?
Yeah. Yes, I've seen the new Spider-Man.
I was very impressed with Venom.
I haven't heard it's really horrible.
Uh-oh.
I liked it.
All right.
I did not say it is.
Can I do something really quick,
hold on,
please?
Yeah, go. Will. Listen to you. You're crazy. Nice. All right, so wow, we got.
Do I have one more?
Okay, that's cool.
Is that R2-D2 making love?
It's R2-D2.
That's so funny. I'm sorry. Love. Oh wait, I got one more.
Can't hear shit.
wait, no.
We have a tendency to talk over each other, so it's easier to raise your
hand. Yeah, it's easier. Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't really have anything to
say.
So,
all right, what we're going
to...
Oh, I thought you said yes on the
side. All right, wait. Let's do this roundtable style for everybody who needs to understand the rules. Basically, we're going to just take it in order. If you absolutely feel the need to interrupt, do the grade school thing. Raise your hand so we can notice that you're here.
And I'm little. Look at my hand.
We will see your hand.
No, I'm just kidding. It's got reach.
Here, you can just like, you know, once in the wave. How about this? Just yell out, Negro.
Negro!
All right, so here's
how
it works.
Probably bled everyone's ears listening to this show doing that.
That and someone's at work trying to keep it down. Next thing you know, through their speakers is shouting, Negro!
What's going on in there?
What you listening to?
Hey, everybody, I'm looking at porn! All right, so.
Prawn.
Red hot prawns.
Spider-Man 3. Murph, we're going to start with you on this one, bud.
Worst movie ever.
Why?
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 Because I have balls and I have the penis and I know what Spider-Man's supposed to be. There's not... Like, holy fuck.
He had an aneurysm.
I think he did.
Say it quick because I'm about to lose it.
Your issue was the love story aspect, right?
My issue was the fucking dance number.
Yeah, that sucked.
My issue was the lack of Sandman actually being a character.
Yeah.
I know Raimi hates Venom, so why did he have to fucking make him a giant goddamn pansy? Venom doesn't coordinate. Venom doesn't taunt. Venom just comes after you and wants to eat you. Why make Peter a fucking beatnik? What the fuck happened?
Okay, my thing with it was that they did stay true to some aspects, like how Venom became Venom.
No, they did not. Venom became Venom because Spider-Man picked up the costume while he's off on this outworld.
Wars.
Yeah, Super Secret Wars 2. You know, I mean, it was not true. But you know what? That's not the point. No. You could have gotten rid of everything Harry and Sandman and made that Spider-Man 3. And then had Venom become Spider-Man 4.
By the way, if you haven't seen the movie yet, fuck off. It's about to be...
Yeah, this is spoilers.
Okay, spoiler
but here's
time.
What's pissed me off about Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. I'm a through-and-through Murph.
He's a spider nerd.
I am a super nerd for comics. Pure and simple.
Wait, are you wearing the Spidey boxers?
No, I'm not.
Damn it, that would have been so much better.
I'm a super nerd who still wants to get laid. So, with that being said,
you haven't found the right woman then. It'd be so much cooler if you had Spider-Man boxers on.
Or a Spider-Man banana hammock.
I'll buy you a pair.
Oh,
now we got to find it.
It'd be like webbing in the ass crack.
I'll buy you a pair, and I'll make sure it's not briefs.
Anyhow, as far as I'm concerned, they could have made it two different movies because they gave shit for characterizations on Sandman. They gave just a lollipop sort of, you know, Harry. When did I think you and I talked about it. When did Harry... become such a fucking retard.
I'm going to get hit on the head and forget everything over the last 3 years, and now I'm everybody's friend. Why does Mary Jane not like me anymore? Fuck off and die, Raimi.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, they could have done so much better characterizations. Yes, I am a fanboy. Yes, I accept the fact that movies are never going to be like the comic book counterparts. They can't be, and I appreciate that. But you know what? When you're trying to shove that much shit in a film, and you can't even articulate on even why... Like, who Sandman really is, and why is
and
Venom...
And why he is who he is.
Right. And you have to create some bullshit thing like Sandman killed Uncle Ben? Huh? You know, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, we
salmon,
have a question.
Fucking rice.
We have a question.
I can't.
Now, honestly, if anyone not going to pay to see the movie, no matter what.
I mean,
most people, no matter what, no matter what they put on the screen, just because of the name, it's Spider-Man.
And that's
whatever.
The problem.
Now, people may not repeat 100 times. But people will pay enough for the movie to make at least over two. So why would a person care how accurate it is to nerds at Spankwagon Radio Studio?
It's not just Spankwagon Radio. This movie over at Movie Flubs has the largest amount of errors that any opening day movie has had, even more than Hollow Man. Okay, let's do
how
this.
How much money has it made, though?
Fucking way too much.
Because
for
people
what it's
are
worth.
Stupid. Hey, I got an idea. Let's introduce a new character. Okay, hi, my name's Eddie Brock. No one's ever seen me before.
Well,
I'm the new guy, unless you were watching Spider-Man 1 and goddamn
people,
Jonah brings him up right then and there.
But there are people that spent money that were excited to see it. That's not necessarily just because of the name.
I was
right.
Giddy to see it.
I was happy to see it, but I was disappointed at the end. Okay, your turn.
About Spider-Man.
Yeah, you were right. I thought I saw
this. I didn't
this.
Really see the movie, but I think that it's a great example of how nothing is sacred anymore.
Right.
See, an Optimus Prime has lips.
Meat curtains or
but you can't ask a fucking okay.
Well done.
I understand the argument. I understand the comic book argument because Ghost Rider gay. Fucking gay.
G-H-E-Y.
But exactly.
The effects were good.
Well, it's just Nicolas Cage should not be that character. He should not fucking be. I love Nicolas Cage, but he should not be that character. Anyways, my argument is your question in the interviews about the director of movies. Would you read my answer?
Computing.
No answer. All films add to the artwork itself, and he made it. It made money unless you're going to make a movie and sweat your life out before your eyes. Fuck off.
You know what? No. There is such a thing as bad art.
Yes,
there is such a thing as bad art.
Because people do have too much money, but.
No. It's not just about money. Some people
it is
don't,
about money.
No,
it's not about
not.
Money.
Some people just don't have the vision.
Yeah.
I agree with you, but they think
money.
They do.
That's the problem.
Yeah, like Michael Bay.
You know what the problem is? It's because all the Jews are running the film department. All the Jews are
regardless.
Running all the film.
Okay, why do you think that? Why is it all the Jews? Jaime!
If you look at film and you look at what it's turned into and the people that are actually directing and producing and acting, the majority of them are of Jewish descent or have converted to Judaism or Kabbalah or this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, so 85% of Hollywood is Jew. Yeah, we know that.
But and if that were true, then the Jews
is coming from an actual Jew.
But would that mean the Jews are out to kill
all movies?
All
I'm saying is somebody on that movie.
No, they're out to make the money.
So they're out to make the money. You think it all contributes to the art form? Okay, what is a bad tattoo artist still contributing to an art form?
Negatively.
A crappy one.
It still levels out what your interest is and where somebody that you cannot fucking tell me that someone that worked on that project didn't do it because of their love for their work.
Oh,
and they made it.
That doesn't mean their work didn't get perverted, though.
Right. No. I totally agree. And there are people in the local industry here. It's the fucking perfect example as to why I'm leaving. Because people get to a position, they get comfortable, and they don't fucking advance themselves, and it just ends there, and they become bitter and hateful, and that's why I'm leaving. But I know that there's the negatives, and there's, like, that comes with every fucking line of work. It's not just films. Well, so you can't pinpoint that and pick and choose and...
Okay,
another
so what
example, what happened to the show at Treasure Island?
Oh, my God. That, exactly.
That's
yeah,
a perfect
yeah,
example.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, wait a minute.
You didn't say Negro.
Yeah, Negro. so what about the people in town here that are doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
They're contributing
something.
To an art form.
They are contributing to an art form, but it's bad.
I'm not saying
you cannot say.
Is it personal?
I'm not saying.
Is it
that,
personal?
Is that?
Oh, is it no. personal?
But she's not saying.
No, I'm not fucking finished with the goddamn
ridiculous. Damn.
Ladies, pay attention. That is how you get your voice
heard.
I'm
not saying that you cannot have a fucking opinion. I'm just saying some people really believe in their work. Yeah, the fucking goddamn Rocky Horror people that should fucking be in this town may believe in their work, but they're crap. Michael Bay is crap. I'm not arguing that fucking point. I'm just saying, you're saying someone should die because of a position that they stroke themselves into? Yeah, I agree with you, but to feel so fucking...
If you haven't learned by now that I am so full of hate that it will give me a tumor, welcome to the room.
HPV.
You need to start meditating or something.
Fuck that. I like being angry.
He just needs to get laid.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
No, it makes it.
I believe that anybody that works on any project that is doing something and working and not sitting their ass smoking rocks and crack.
They're doing it, and you can't hate them for that. Yeah. That's
you
my
can if they do it badly.
Yeah, because passion. They, yeah, passion's not going to overwhelm.
If they take a story that I'm sorry, the Venom story is sacred in comic book history,
even though it's and I will say this as a comic fan, it is still pretty crappy. That
it is a crappy
you
story.
Have to make the anti Spider-Man in order to have a good character.
But right. It is sacred. It
oh,
is something that
oh,
you
it's
can't.
Really deep now.
It's something you can't twist. And when you take this and you take a guy who should, in all rights, become the next Hobgoblin and almost be eaten by Venom, you turn him into a good guy at the end of the film. That pretty well fucking sucks ass.
I'm not fighting that. I'm not arguing that. It's
there
just...
is no reason that film should exist.
Okay.
I give you $400 million reason why the film fucking exists.
And that's the end of the story. I mean, you can't.
Another $500 million
I understand
DVD
where
sales.
You're coming from. I just don't agree.
See, my thing with liking the aspects of Venom was they actually showed the meteor and that the ooze stuff came from the meteor and
yeah,
then
great special effect.
That, you know, Spider-Man realized, oh, this is bad and it's feeding off of, you know, my negative energy and everything. And he ripped the suit off and it falls onto him and it turns Venom.
Okay, but don't you,
existence.
I mean, and my point is they could have made that a whole new movie.
Right,
could have
I do
really gone
that.
And actually developed these characters instead of a dance scene with
but that
emo Parker. You know
that costs too much.
They're going to make the money.
More,
we
they
know they're going to make the money
about the love story in it than the actual characters and what the comic books
can't
are
have
really
a movie
about.
Without a
because
love story.
The love story
yes, you
thing
can.
In the comic
yes.
books, yeah, it was there, but it wasn't as
right.
big
right.
as
right.
it is in the damn movie.
But you could have still done the love story. The love story still could have been there. It just didn't, you know, it didn't need to take up
the whole movie.
They could have put it down a little bit and they could have played up the superhero, supervillain.
Or you have more than like two fight scenes.
That's exactly it. One at the beginning,
but
one at the end.
For the lame-ass flower girls that like that shit, they like the movie. You know,
they go great. See Georgia
so
Rule.
Go
see a chick flick. Don't go
Lizzie
see.
Lohan
don't
that, right?
fuck with my movie, goddamn.
Negro!
Okay, all right. Perfect fucking argument. Grindhouse. Did you like the second movie?
You know what?
I actually
haven't.
Oh, never mind.
No, wait. I want to ask the guys because this
I
is
haven't seen
this
it.
Okay, this
I haven't seen it yet.
You guys were letting an argument go on with
a
fucking
years.
With my friends from the Atomic Zombie, and I completely don't agree with what they're saying about the second film about death proof. Yeah, death proof. Death proof. What?
No, I was going to give an opinion about it because I didn't see it at the time, but then I saw it afterwards. Okay, the first one, Planet Terror, really, really good. Death Proof, I think it was kind of too Tarantino-ish. I think he had a little bit too much dialogue, and it did really kind of drag on, and then it kind of just jumped from one part to
Which
something totally different.
Which is my problem with Tarantino,
but I love Tarantino, and I hate to criticize
like
him.
God forbid
it's
like how he directs.
What?
Say it again.
God forbid it's like a fucking Tarantino movie.
I love Tarantino movies. I love Tarantino movies. He's my favorite director.
That's the same concept.
But I can Sam Raimi. I love Sam Raimi, but you could give honest criticism, you know. Honestly, I think he kind of just put the movie together, put it together.
He did it for a paycheck.
Yeah, did it for a paycheck.
What
That's
did
what
you
really
think, Niecy?
Like.
I thought it fucking rocked.
Okay. That movie, the majority of men do not like that movie because there are women in the beginning that are being portrayed as sex objects. They pitter-patter and they talk and it's slow and it's annoying. I understand that. But in the end, they kick the fucking shit out of Kurt Russell, which is badass. And
that was the best part of the movie.
Don't like that.
Okay, but here's the difference between that movie and Spider-Man. You had an ending that was like, yeah. You didn't get that with Spider-Man.
I didn't see it, so I can't
You didn't
even,
get that.
I didn't
so,
see it.
So, you know, you had this...
Come over to the house.
You had this premise. Spider-Man is a superhero premise, pure and simple. Okay? To try to make any other film but a superhero film with superhero characters with an intention of being a Spider-Man film, it ain't right. And that's, I think, ultimately what the problem is. They should have developed the villains more. They should have had more fights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can keep a love story.
It's based off a comic book.
Yeah.
There's fighting in comics.
So exactly. You're telling me that Spider-Man is more of a love story than it is an action
film.
No, it is now. This movie is. But Spider-Man in the comics is more of an action film.
No, I agree. It should be an action movie. You're going to see Spider-Man. You're going to see action.
Yeah. Again, my point being, you know, if you're going to make a film, you know, go in with the intentions of making what it is. Yes, I know you can't make it exactly the same as the comics or whatever, but...
But they're trying to please the masses.
Exactly.
They're trying to appease everybody.
Right.
Directly to you, did you like the new Superman?
1 minute.
Yeah. I thought
How the fuck you like Superman?
Hold on. Let me explain why.
Well, the love story is Superman is much more.
I like Superman.
I like the new Superman because the guy playing Superman wasn't cocky. He was humble.
Yeah,
he was
terrible.
Superman is humble. He's quiet. He's doing what he does. I think it was told badly, and I think Kevin Spacey could have been a better Luthor than what they let him be.
I want supervillains. Cool. I want. If I'm going to Superman. Oh, shit.
What?
We're out of time.
Oh, fuck.
We're out of time.
See, this is what happens. We get on a roll and end up, oh, there's the music. Time to roll it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We got a lot of people to thank. First off, I'm going to forget names. Someone help me with names.
Anna and Nisi.
Anna and Nisi.
Thanks for playing along, Trench.
I took notes, but I threw them in him.
Thank you, ladies, for coming on the show.
Yes,
I appreciate
it.
Thank you. And you are our guinea pigs. You are our first interviews of the replacement process.
If you have something you'd like to say about these ladies, maybe chime in on what you think, how they're going to fit in with Spankwagon. The best place to do it is at spankwagon.net. Go to our forums, come online, and tell us what you think.
All right, I got a few other people to thank. Want to thank LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us to fart in the chairs in the studio.
Yes.
Thank you to
away from the cheese.
Sorry.
Big thank you to Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network. Don't forget showdown.net. And in June, we're going to pick up a couple more syndicates, and we'll let you know more about that then.
Hi, Brad.
All right, folks. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Wagon.
We'll be back next week.
Retards out.
We'll be right back.